Book of Zephaniah, Chapter 1. The word of Jehovah that came unto Zephaniah the son of Cushi, the son of Gedaliah, the son of Amariah, the son of Hezekiah, in the days of Josiah the son of Amon, king of Judah. I will utterly take away everything from off the face of the ground, saith Jehovah. I will take away man and beast. I will take away the fowl of the heavens and the fishes of the sea, and the stumbling blocks with the wicked, and I will cut off mankind from the face of the ground, saith Jehovah. And I will stretch forth my hand upon Judah, and upon all the inhabitants of Jerusalem, and I will cut off the remnant of Baal from this place, the name of the Kemarim, with the priests, and them that bow down to the host of the heavens upon the housetops, and them that bow down to Jehovah that swear by him, and swear by Malcham, and them that turn their back from after Jehovah, and that do not seek Jehovah nor inquire for him. Be silent at the presence of the Lord Jehovah, for the day of Jehovah is at hand, for Jehovah hath prepared a sacrifice, he hath hallowed his guests. And it shall come to pass in the day of Jehovah's sacrifice, that I will punish the princes, and the king's sons, and all such as are clothed with foreign apparel. And in that day will I punish all those that leap over the threshold, who fill their master's house with violence and deceit. And in that day, saith Jehovah, there shall be the noise of a cry from the fish gate, and a howling from the second quarter, and a great crashing from the hills. Howl, ye inhabitants of Maktesh, for all the people of Canaan are cut down. All they that are laden with silver are cut off. And it shall come to pass at that time that I will search Jerusalem with lamps, and punish the men that are settled on their lees, that say in their heart, Jehovah will not do good, neither will he do evil. And their wealth shall become a booty, and their houses a desolation. And they shall build houses, and not inhabit them, and they shall plant vineyards, and not drink the wine thereof. The great day of Jehovah is near, it is near, and hasteth greatly. The voice of the day of Jehovah, the mighty man, shall cry there bitterly. That day is a day of wrath, a day of trouble and distress, a day of ruin and desolation, a day of darkness and gloom, a day of clouds and gross darkness, a day of the trumpet and alarm against the fenced cities and against the high battlements. And I will bring distress upon men, and they shall walk like blind men, for they have sinned against Jehovah, and their blood shall be poured out as dust, and their flesh as dung. Their silver and their gold shall not be able to deliver them in the day of Jehovah's wrath. But the whole land shall be devoured by the fire of his jealousy, for a full end, yea, a sudden end, shall he make of all them that dwell in the land. Zephaniah chapter 2. Collect yourselves, and gather together, O nation without shame. Before the decree bring forth, before the day pass away as chaff, before the fierce anger of Jehovah come upon you, before the day of Jehovah's anger come upon you. Seek Jehovah, all ye meek of the land, who have performed his ordinance. Seek righteousness, seek meekness. It may be ye shall be hid in the day of Jehovah's anger. For Gaza shall be forsaken, and Ashkelon shall be a destruction. They shall drive out Ashdod at noonday, and Ekron shall be rooted up. Woe unto the inhabitants of the seacoast, the nation of the Cherethites! The word of Jehovah is against you, O Canaan, land of the Philistines. I will destroy thee, that there shall be no inhabitant. And the seacoast shall be cave dwellings for shepherds, and folds for flocks. And the coast shall be for the remnant of the house of Judah. They shall feed thereon. In the houses of Ashkelon shall they lie down in the evening. For Jehovah their God shall visit them, and turn again their captivity. I have heard the reproach of Moab, and the revilings of the children of Ammon, wherewith they have reproached my people, and magnified themselves against their border. Therefore, as I live, saith Jehovah of hosts, the God of Israel, Moab shall certainly be as Sodom, and the children of Ammon as Gomorrah, a possession of nettles and salt pits, and a perpetual desolation. The remnant of my people shall spoil them, and the residue of my nation shall possess them. This shall they have for their pride, because they have reproached and magnified themselves against the people of Jehovah of hosts. Jehovah will be terrible unto them, for he will famish all the gods of the earth, and all the isles of the nations shall worship him, every one from his place. Ye Ethiopians also, ye shall be the slain of my sword. And he will stretch out his hand against the north and destroy Assyria, and will make Nineveh a desolation, a place of drought like the wilderness. And flocks shall lie down in the midst of her, all the crowd of beasts, both the pelican and the bittern shall lodge in the chapiters thereof. A voice shall sing in the windows, desolation shall be on the thresholds, for he hath laid bare the cedar work. This is the rejoicing city that dwelt in security, that said in her heart, I am, and there is none else beside me. How is she become a desolation, a couching place for beasts? Every one that passeth by her shall hiss, shall wave his hand. Zephaniah chapter 3. Woe to her that is rebellious and corrupted, to the oppressing city! She hearkened not to the voice, she received not correction, she confided not in Jehovah, she drew not near her God. Her princes in the midst of her are roaring lions, her judges are evening wolves that leave nothing for the morning. Her prophets are vainglorious, treacherous persons. Her priests profane the sanctuary, they do violence to the law. The righteous Jehovah is in the midst of her, he doeth no wrong. Every morning doth he bring his judgment to light. It faileth not, but the unrighteous knoweth no shame. I have cut off nations, their battlements are desolate. I made their streets waste, that none passeth by. Their cities are destroyed, so that there is no man, so that there is no inhabitant. I said, Only fear me, receive correction. So her dwelling shall not be cut off, howsoever I may punish her. But they rose early, they corrupted all their doings. Therefore wait ye for me, saith Jehovah, until the day that I rise up to the prey. For my determination is to assemble the nations, that I may gather the kingdoms together, to pour upon them mine indignation, all my fierce anger. For all the earth shall be devoured with the fire of my jealousy. For then will I turn to the peoples a pure language, that they may all call upon the name of Jehovah, to serve him with one consent. From beyond the rivers of Cush my suppliants, the daughter of my dispersed, shall bring mine oblation. In that day thou shalt not be ashamed for all thy doings, wherein thou hast transgressed against me. For then I will take away out of the midst of thee them that exult in thy pride, and thou shalt no more be haughty because of my holy mountain. And I will leave in the midst of thee an afflicted and poor people, and they shall trust in the name of Jehovah. The remnant of Israel shall not work unrighteousness, nor speak lies, neither shall a deceitful tongue be found in their mouth, but they shall feed and lie down, and none shall make them afraid. Exult, O daughter of Zion! Shout, O Israel! Rejoice and be glad with all the heart, O daughter of Jerusalem! Jehovah hath taken away thy judgments, he hath cast out thine enemy. The King of Israel, Jehovah, is in the midst of thee. Thou shalt not see evil any more. In that day it shall be said to Jerusalem, Fear not. Zion, let not thy hands be slack. Jehovah thy God is in thy midst, a mighty one that will save. He will rejoice over thee with joy. He will rest in his love. He will exult over thee with singing. I will gather them that sorrow for the solemn assemblies, who were of thee. The reproach of it was a burden unto them. Behold, at that time I will deal with all them that afflict thee, and I will save her that halted, and gather her that was driven out, and I will make them a praise and a name in all the lands where they have been put to shame. At that time will I bring you, yea, at the time that I gather you, for I will make you a name and a praise among all the peoples of the earth, when I shall turn again your captivity before your eyes, saith Jehovah.